We're talking with Dr. April Martin, UT Extension agent in DeKalb County, about home buying. And that can be a scary thing to buy a home, particularly if it's your first. But now maybe the ideal time for people, because interest rates are low, et cetera, it might be an ideal time to get out there and search. What general tips would you give someone that's out there looking or about to get started?
Yeah, searching for a home, it's actually a good investment, and there's a lot of advantages to owning a home versus renting a home. What I would recommend is that the individual or the couple searching needs to first consider the needs of their family, how many are in the family, of course, and whether they would want to live in a rural area or urban area. Those two factors alone are going to affect the price, the distance to school and to work. So that's the first step they want to do. Then they would want to go, they can go online and start searching for homes for sale or getting some real estate guides. What I did from experience was just start driving around just to see what I looked at that I liked, kind of get a feel for what you like and start researching that. And then it's recommended, of course, you know, if you don't have cash for the house, which most people don't, and you're going to have to get a lender for the money, it's recommended that you have money for a down payment. And this is going to save on your interest costs and, of course, what your final balance is that you owe on the house, of course. And there are loans out there that you don't have to have a down payment. But if you can get that down payment saved up, that will save a little bit. It's a good time to check on your credit score to make sure that your credit score is at a good figure to help you qualify for a better interest rate. So those are just what I would start out with to begin with.
Okay, as you're looking at homes, how can you determine how much home you can afford?
Yes, so this is something the lender can actually help the couple with when. And they're also going to need a letter from their lender showing that they've been pre-approved for a certain amount. The lender will determine what you can afford by calculating. They've got a formula they use to calculate using your income and your debt. And there are some websites online if you want to just kind of check on there on your own to see what you can afford. But it's always a good idea when you've kind of got narrowed down about what you're thinking about, you can start going to a lender and getting them to tell you what you're pre-qualified for. After that, after you've got that figure, then you can start narrowing down homes according to what your budget is. And when considering a home, I recommend that the people examine how old the appliances are, the heating cooling system, electrical wiring. Also, you want to determine what kind of yearly maintenance is needed throughout the year. Depending on what that is, that can add expense. Also, you want to take a look around the neighborhood and assess the value of the homes to see if the value isn't too dramatically lower than your home, because later on, if you decide to sell, that can affect the value of your home, what your home would bring.
We're talking with Dr. April Martin, the extension agent in DeKalb County. Once you get into the home, there's some expenses that just continue. How can someone save when they get into the home?
That's a great question. I actually just did a lesson on that for an audience and had to do a lot of research on that. So one of the best things that you can do if you've not bought appliances yet, or if you're going to update your appliances sometime in the near future, consider using Energy Star appliances. They are more efficient. They will save you more on your energy cost in the long run. So that's one key thing you can do. Also, your thermostat, just little things like turning your thermostat down to 67 degrees in the winter, but you got to wear warm clothes to be comfortable at that level. And of course, in the summertime, you can keep it about the same temperature, but just, you know, dress accordingly. Storm windows during the summer months are really great to just open up so you don't have to use your air conditioner and let the breeze come through. Turn off the lights in a room when you leave a room. You know, that's just an obvious one to do. I've even started, you know, you may not realize this, but having things plugged in, they still use electricity. If you don't have them turned on, if something's plugged in, it is still pulling electricity. So I've made a habit of just, I've began unplugging a lot of things in my house unless I'm using them. The air filter in your home, you need to change that regularly to keep your heating, cooling system operating efficiently. Most air filters are good for a month. Some you can buy a little bit more expensive, last 3 months. The one I use is washable, so I just wash it out every month or two, and that way I don't have to keep buying one over and over. So the air filters are really key. And I wanted to mention also, UT Extension, not every county has this, but several counties across the state have a family consumer science agent like myself who teach a pre-purchase home buyer course. This is through UT Extension, but there's a course that people can either come take in person or they can do it online, and then we do a follow-up with them. There are funds that are given to lenders from Rural Development and also the Tennessee Housing Development Agency. If people go through this course, then they can get a mortgage rate, a little bit better interest rate if they go through the course. So that's just an extra thing to help them with their loan.
Dr. April Martin, Extension Agent in DeKalb County.